Dr. Aaron Curry, there's an unusual pregnancy test that you've come up with to determine if polar bears are pregnant, and I understand it involves a beagle named Elvis sniffing the fecal matter of the bears. Tell me about it.
Yeah, you're right. Polar bears are very difficult to diagnose pregnancy in. They're 600-pound carnivores, so we can't exactly get into a cage with them and ultrasound them. Additionally, traditional forms of pregnancy detection, such as blood draws or urine tests, haven't been worked out in this species. So we're pretty much limited to non-invasive methods of pregnancy detection, primarily in fecal analysis. So what we did is we actually have collaborated with a dog trainer out in Kansas City, and I came up with this idea. I've been reading about dogs that have been trained to detect cancer in different biological samples. And I thought, you know, if a dog can detect cancer in a urine sample from a patient with bladder cancer, surely they can detect pregnancy using a fecal sample. So we sent about 200 fecal samples out to this dog trainer, and these fecal samples came from bears that we knew were definitely pregnant or definitely not pregnant. And Matt Scogan is the trainer who's been working with Elvis pretty closely, and what he did was he trained Elvis to detect samples that came only from the pregnant females. So Elvis, at this time, he's working at about 97% accuracy in identifying fecal samples that came from pregnant polar bears.
Was Elvis already trained specifically for detecting certain things like pregnancy, or how does that work?
He wasn't. The trainer, Matt, he trains many dogs for bed bug detection and mold and peanut allergies and gluten allergies. So he was all about trying out this project. It's kind of out of the box, a little bit out there, but he thought Elvis had the potential, and he surely came through for us.
Now, you were saying that traditional methods can't be used to see if polar bears are pregnant, but what were you using?
We weren't using anything. Currently, there's no method to tell if a polar bear is pregnant. It's something that most people don't think about. You know, you kind of take it for granted how easy it is, you know, for a human pregnancy test, the pee on a stick test, if you will. These large carnivores, it can be quite difficult when you can't get your hands on them.
How did this pop into your mind? What were you doing? What made you think that we might try it this way?
Right. Well, I started reading different studies in which they were training different dogs to detect cancer. And the study that really, I guess, prompted me to come up with this idea is I read one where a dog was trained to distinguish breath samples from patients that had lung cancer from breath samples that patients that had emphysema. And I was like, wow, you know, these dogs, they're just smelling breath, and they can tell the difference between these two states. So their noses are infinitely more sensitive than anything that we can smell. So I thought, surely we can train a dog to distinguish pregnancy from non-pregnancy in a polar bear fecal sample.
What exactly is Elvis the dog smelling?
We do not know. We don't know exactly what Elvis is smelling. So what we hope is that we can eventually work backwards and determine what that pregnancy factor is and then develop a laboratory-based test for the pregnancy factor in polar bears.
How does it make you feel that you are the person that came upon this incredible find?
Oh, I'm excited. I hope, you know, at the end of cubbing season, when we can match up all of the bears that had cubs to what Elvis's predictions were, that'll be pretty exciting for me. I think the whole story is great, and hopefully this will lend itself to other applications to use sniffer dogs in other wildlife studies.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Aaron Curry, thank you so much for talking with us on WNKU.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it.